from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to this beautiful Thursday morning, getting near the middle of the summer throughout the Delaware Valley. Jody Cameron and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. Phils just keep rolling. They're like Zeppelin in their prime. They're on fire. They're doing their thing. And first team in Major League Baseball to 60 wins, and now, incredibly, 5 games up on the L.A. Dodgers for that one seed in the National League. Really, really impressive what the Phillies have been doing.
Joe, you told me, shoot, by the time we got in the studio, I didn't even know that Ruben was going to be with us today. And it dawned on me, this is the perfect guy to have in studio today. Because if you listen to WIP for the last couple of weeks, certainly the last couple of days, and you and I dealt with this yesterday, the comparison of talent versus chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the guy who checked in. Oh, look at Marshawn's numbers. Yeah, because he went 3-for-3, jumped from 261 to 331, and his OPS went up by over 100 points because it's a small sample size. And that's what the discussion centers around when JT comes back, who's going to be the backup catcher. This is a former player, a former general manager, a former coach who is in the locker room every single day and is part of that chemistry, is firsthand, a guy who can observe that chemistry. Ruben Amaro, how much does chemistry actually mean as compared to just divvying up numbers and looking at a spreadsheet and say, well, who's got the better? Oh, then that's got to be the player. How much does chemistry actually play in a situation like the Phillies are looking at right now with their backup catcher?
It means a lot. It means a lot. And I know that Garrett Stubbs is a guy that sort of galvanizes his team in a lot of ways. He's very close with a lot of the players and important players. At the end of the day, it's really about talent and making sure that you have the most talented 26 players in the major leagues. That said, when it comes to this sort of situation, here's where the decision lies. If when JT comes back, they feel like he's going to be playing half the games or 60% of the games, then there would be an argument that you would have Marshawn stay, because Marshawn is going to impact the game at a higher level. I think he's just a better all-around player. I don't think that JT's coming back to play 60% of the games. He's coming back to play 90% of the games. And in that role, then there's no reason to not send Marshawn back, let him know how important he is to this team, the messaging's important, and that he's going to be back and he's going to be helping this team when they need him and or in September.
And to add to Ruben's point, I'll ask you, Joe DeCamera, a question. Phillies played 7 playoff series these last 2 years, 4 the year before,
yeah, 7, yeah.
3 last year.
Yep.
In those 7 series, how many plate appearances do you think the backup catcher made?
I don't remember Stubbs hitting in it, so I would say probably 0.
That would be a goose egg.
Yeah.
In 7 series, which is X amount of games,
yeah.
You could do the math and adding up, he has had 0 plate appearances. The backup catcher has had 0 plate appearances in the postseason the last 2 years. So if you're making the argument, oh, Marchand's hitting 330. He's going to be hitting 330, sitting on the bench watching all the playoff games as JT Realmuto catches. So why are we even arguing this?
Well, I think, listen, I'll say this. I think the reason we have been discussing it is because it is not normal that many people would advocate for the lesser player to stay and the better player to go. That is an unusual thing. I am advocating for that. I would choose Garrett Stubbs.
Mm-hmm.
But I recognize that that is an abnormality. It is.
But the marginal production that he's going to provide because of the unique situation that this team is in that you have a catcher who basically plays every single day. Very, very few guys do that. And it might be different if he was catching 70% of the games or 65%
sure.
of the games.
I agree, Ruben.
But that's not happening. And when he comes back, I think that's also one of the reasons why you may see him not come back. And he might be ready right now. Not come back until after the All-Star game. Because he's going to want to catch every single freaking day. And that's and in that case, you know, you're going to end up sending Marchand back. And all is going to be fine with the world.
Well, look, a lot to react to on the Phils. Obviously, the greatness of what they're doing right now. Winning again last night, beating the Dodgers. We'll get to more within inside the game from yesterday. Also, you might remember when Jody's here, I forgot to do it yesterday. I like to roll out 5 questions for the Mac Man. So we'll do some 5 questions for Jody Mac, sprinkle them in through the show. All right, also a lot today on Nick Sirianni. Is he the dude? Seltzer, is Sirianni, you know, the guy? You believe in him?
I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know.
So he's entering year 4, and we got a question mark.
I wouldn't bet on him being the dude. That's what I'll say.
I think that's where I stand. I more lean out than in on Sirianni, but I recognize his record's been incredible. I think he does bring a lot of good attention and detail to the table. But, man, the way things ended last year, and I do lean out than in, but I will admit I'm confused. I am truly confused. Where do you stand on Nick Sirianni? Let's go to Tom in Dover. Good morning, Tom.
Hold on. Good morning. Thanks for texting me back, Joey.
Of course, Tom. It's always my pleasure. Going listen, back and forth with you on text last night. That was great.
Yeah, 9:30 at night. Thanks a lot.
Wait.
This is great.
So that's my fault?
Hey, listen, Joe. I get up early in the morning just like you do, Joe.
Yeah, but you know what I'm realizing, Tom, with this phone call now? I've sniffed you out. Your act is an act. I just realized this is all a ruse. Like when you called up yesterday and said I'm a bad guy, so I didn't text you back. You're just trying to cause trouble. It's just a little play thing. That's fine. Play's okay.
That's how, if you recall, Joe, that's how the relationship started.
Well, it's all good, man. Got nothing but love for you, Tom. Except when you're wrong about sports, and then I got to smack you down. That's all right.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling me back. But on the texting me back. Sorry about that.
Sure.
On the Sirianni thing, I'm on board, man. That Sirianni has to go, man. For real.
Oh, that was a switcheroo. I'm on board that he's got to go.
Yeah, he got.
That's
when
people are like, I believe in Ruben Amaro. Shouldn't be the general manager.
Why do you got to go there? You just told me to.
Well, it was a switcheroo he just pulled right
that
there.
That was a switcheroo.
Yeah.
I don't remember if Ruben. Remember when I called some time ago, maybe last year, and I was telling Ruben, like, man, Edmundo, man, needs to be on the field every day, man.
Not every day.
Why is that, Ruben? Why is that,
who are you sitting, big guy? Somebody's got to sit for Edmundo to play
every
day.
He's one of my favorite humans and one of my favorite players on that team, but not every day.
Yeah, Tommy, he's not that good. Not
can
that
we climb good. In the outfield roof?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They have.
It's not working.
He's not really. I mean, I think they need to let the outfielders be the outfielders for now.
All right. Okay. Hey, Joe, I'm glad I got through this morning, man, because I think I got a winner, man, for real, man.
All right. Memorable showdown for the concert tickets. What do you got?
The guy who you called yourself making from Philadelphia, who he wasn't from Philadelphia, the Thrill in Manila, man.
So, you know, it's funny you say that. And Tom, I'm going to write it down. I think, and Jody, you would probably remember this better than anybody. Wouldn't you say Ali Frazier 1 was the biggest showdown of the three Ali Frazier fights? I mean, Thrill in Manila, it's like, all right, it's all on the line. It's 1-1. It's the last time they're going to fight. Who's going to have supremacy being up 2-1? That's a big deal, and Ali won that one. But wouldn't you say the fight in Madison Square Garden, because they hadn't previously fought, Ali had had the whole thing with the war. Frazier had taken over the crown. Ali comes back. Isn't that a
Wasn't
bigger showdown?
Wasn't it Fight of the Century it was billed as, right?
Yeah, I mean, how can that be a lesser showdown than Thrill in Manila?
Yeah, but the Fight of the Century type thing, anything of the century type things, is that until the next one comes along.
No, the Storm of the Century in 93 was, in fact, the Storm of the Century. John Belairs told us.
Because there wasn't a Storm of the Century in 97. It could have.
Look, first off, I had a whole week off from school in 93. Second off, the Flyers had a game started against Wayne Gretzky at the Spectrum. All right, and the window pane got blown. Remember that, Jody? Remember this?
The roof came down.
No, it wasn't the roof. The window pane. Yeah. The roof was back in like the 60s or something. The window pane gets knocked out at the Spectrum.
That's right.
They're like, all right, we got to send everybody home, including Wayne Gretzky. We cannot continue to play this game. This is not safe. And I remember 5 days. I was in ninth grade. 5 days I was off from school. It's a beautiful thing.
That was
you tacked that on with two weekends, man. That's 11 days off.
Yeah, it was a whole week. Yeah. We got a whole.
Nine days off.
It was.
Yeah.
We got the 5 days in a row. Like the entire week we were off from school. It was like the craziest
thing ever.
Plus
two weekends.
Yeah, plus the weekends.
That's
exactly.
When it used to snow. It doesn't even snow anymore.
No,
you don't get that much.
It's crazy.
You know,
I was in Memphis, Joe, and I had to fly from to beat the storm. I had to fly from Memphis to Detroit, run through the Detroit airport to make a flight to Philadelphia, and I landed hours before the snow started. I should have stayed in Memphis.
And that one became a lot of ice, and that was an unbelievable storm. All right, let's go to Leighton. Leighton, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How's it going?
This is our Joe. You might not. This is our Josh Harris impersonator, or it's actually Josh Harris, one or the other. Hello, Josh.
Well, I'm loving this baseball talk with Ruben and the Mac Man, but I thought I'd give you a little behind-the-scenes look at signing Paul George.
Oh, the inside scoop! Let's go!
Love this. This is an exclusive.
What do you got, Josh?
Well, it was a pretty stressful day, as you know. I mean, the plane was delayed. It was late, as you may have heard.
Sure, yep.
And I was running around gathering out all the cash. You know, that took quite a while. So we get on the plane. You know, I brought the posse. I had Daryl, Dr. J, Blitzer, you know, E.B., Dinwiddie. I had the whole posse.
Yep.
And Doc is stressing out. He's like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? I said, listen, Julius, chill out. Just tell him the story about Moses Malone. So you're welcome for that one.
You know, it's not bad. You had Moses, you win a title. You had Paul George. Yeah.
This guy's a fraud.
We'll say. You never know.
Josh Harris had to run around and get the money.
Is that five?
Josh makes a call.
Josh, is that five?
The money is delivered. Josh doesn't have to run around anywhere.
Josh, is that fives and tens? You get to $200 million on?
You know, PG, he had to talk to Kawhi, speaking of money. You know, he had to talk to Kawhi. He said, why? I'm thinking of going to Philly. And Kawhi said, get that bag, you know? And I brought that bag.
Well, all right, Josh, wonderful phone call here. You also, Leighton, can win the tickets to the concert. Give us a memorable showdown.
Well, this might be a little sophisticated for you coming from Josh Harris, but I'm thinking maybe Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
All right, buddy, you got it.
He went all highbrow on us.
Well, he also went to the world of fiction, and that's not going to count.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.